All right, Evan Kruger is on the robotics team, and here at the end of the demonstration, you told everyone what its name is. You guys named the robot. What's the name? How'd you come up with it?
We did it after following NCAA basketball last year. We named it Zion after the great Zion Williamson. This is kind of a joke with the guys here because of its ability to do very cool things in the way that Zion could on the basketball court.
And what is this robot going to do for you? What have you guys designed this thing to do?
Well, we've designed this robot to, I think, effectively meet the challenges of this year's game in a way that we feel best situate us to be partnered with other robots and be successful at our competition. We do every aspect of the game, and we feel we do that better than we have in any year before this year.
Talk about how the community and the different sponsors and mentors, how do you guys all come together? Because you start from scratch, we're looking at a cool robot, but it's just nuts and bolts and nothing to begin with, right?
Yeah, that is true. We really only start with a whiteboard and some sponsors who believe in us, and from that point we go on to produce the robot we saw tonight and that viewers can see on the live stream of our competition next week. It's not a single person effort. It's multiple parties, it's multiple local community partners, our mentors, our families that are involved with this. It's really everyone. It's not just the students that are down here every day working on it.
How long have you been on the robotics team?
This is my fourth year. It's crazy to think it's gone by that fast, actually, but I've joined this team as a freshman and never really looked back.
What have you enjoyed over the years? What have you enjoyed about it? What have been kind of some fun challenges and experiences you've had being on the team and going to competitions and working with community and teachers and classmates?
Really, through it all, the best part of this first robotics team is the friendships I've made. Like, I've made friends here that I wouldn't have gotten from anywhere else, and we've had the wonderful opportunity to work in an environment that fosters both personal and team growth, as well as being able to build the relationships with our older mentors who come in from their jobs and their retirement to help us out.
Which team are you on?
Before I was the team captain this year, I was heavily involved with the build team. I was build lead last year and saw a lot of the production of the physical robot instead of the programming or the electrical aspects of it.
And now this year, what's your role?
This year I am the team captain, and this is really a project manager who sees to oversee all the individual aspects of it and bring together the finished product that we have right now.
What inspired you initially to join the robotics team?
The junior high robotics team was a big thing when I was in 7th and 8th grade, and I joined that. And I had a friend who was 1 year older than me who pulled me aside one day at the high school in my freshman year and said, "You should join this because it's a lot more fun than we had back then," because he just really liked the friendship we had and the relationship we were building.
Are there things you've done here that are going to help you at college or down the road, whether it's some sort of career that relates to this? What is going to help you down the road from what you've learned?
For sure it'd be the time management skills we learned down here. Not many students get a chance to work with this, like, outside of the classroom, but that's why I'm so thankful for this team, because myself and all of our teammates have the day in and day out ability to work on a complex project and try to fit that into a detailed schedule. That has led to, I think, a lot of growth on my end in being able to organize, and oversee a project to its finish and work through those stages.
What are the goals for you guys at upcoming competitions? What do you guys want to accomplish?
In the short term, it'd be win, obviously. But I feel like if we could kind of get our team image out there and become more well-known than we were in the past years for not being as successful as we are this year, but really to make more friendships with other teams that we meet there and to spread the message of FIRST in Owatonna to the teams that we meet at Duluth and in Peoria in a few weeks.
Anything else to add about this, whether you're the robot, Evan?
No, I would just like to thank again everyone who's been involved with this, as well as our sponsors and our mentors and all of that, for helping a bunch of high school kids produce a nice robot this year.
All right, so, well, good luck to you guys.
Thank you so much.